to develop this idea a little bit further, Rabbis Machshavos Bevishva Atas Hashem Hisakim. We have all these thoughts in our hearts, but ultimately Hashem's counsel, that's what will prevail. Rabbeinu Yonah in Parshas Kisava says, even if you think in your mind and with your understanding of the world that the thing that you're going to do has every chance of success, based on your experience, based on your intuition, based on any information that you have, do not rely on that alone. Absolutely not. Because everything is dependent on Hashem's hands. Hashem has the ability to give us the correct thoughts or incorrect thoughts. In fact, the pasuk says, "Meishiv chachamim achar v'daitim yisakel." That means Hashem can also confound and confuse people that are very intelligent, astute, and apt. Pasuk says, "V'zachaitas Hashem elekecha kiyuan v'isein lecha kayach yas eschay." You should remember Hashem, because He gives the ability to form mighty things. Says the Targum. I think this is my favorite piece of Targum. Kayach las eschay. He put the idea into your head how to make your money. Even the ideas in your head, and you think, oh, I found a great idea, this is going to make the millions. Even your ideas aren't you. In Yiddish, we call an idea an einfall. It falls from somewhere. Falls from Shammai. Even our ideas, our thoughts, they come from Hashem. Yes, we have to choose to give them credence or not. And therefore, ultimately, it's all about betachin, it's all about trusting Hashem. We're not just trusting our own thoughts, we're trusting our own ideas, because it all comes from Him. And therefore, says Rabbeinu Yonah on Mishli, the really betachin, which means trusting Hashem, which is the lived experience of Emunah, is that a person should trust in Hashem, not trust in a human being, not trust in their own strength, their own skill. In fact, the pasuk says in Mishli, "V'al binascha al tishayin," and on your own understanding, do not rely. Because it's a very common thing to do, people to just rely on their own das, their own minds, and to forget about Hashem. The pasuk really has to emphasize it. Don't rely on your wealth. Don't rely on your might. Come to a point of awareness that the only being worth relying on and placing our trust in is Hashem. That's what Rabbis Machshavos Leivish. Yeah. We have lots of thoughts, clever ideas. Atzas Hashem Hisakim. Again, Meiri says the same thing. You're meant to trust in Hashem, not in your hishtadlus. Because it's all too easy to say, Koichi v'aitzim yadi, my strength and the might of my hand has performed these mighty things for me. Of course, says Rabbeinu Yonah, it doesn't mean you do nothing. Sit back and let Hashem take care of it. No, you have to do your hishtadlus. But I think the point is that hishtadlus doesn't create, putting in effort doesn't create results. It allows results to happen. It's the smoke screen behind which Hashem can operate. Of course, He doesn't do open miracles for us. A person sits at home all day and does nothing. From nothing, nothing comes. But a person goes to work, does the hishtadlus, doesn't give the parnasa, but it allows the parnasa to come. It's a very subtle difference, but it is a crucial, fundamental difference. Hishtadlus allows results to happen. It does not create the results. And therefore, doing more hishtadlus might not necessarily help. Because it's you don't need more smokescreen, you just need a smokescreen. But all of this is really about bringing Hashem into the picture and realizing the results and success of every endeavor is always in Hashem's hands.